And this time on Culture File, in our latest lockdown diary, Irish composer and artist Jennifer Walsh files from London. And like many people around the world, separated from the old country and the people in it, Jennifer is thinking of home and how feasible it might be to walk there.
It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2020. My name is Jennifer Walsh. I'm a composer and artist from Dublin. Greetings from London, where we're on day 8 of lockdown. As of tonight, COVID-19 has sent 1,789 souls to meet their ancestors here in the UK. 54 back home in Ireland. And who knows how many more by the time you hear this. I've been reading Daniel Defoe's Journal of the Plague Year over the last weeks. It's sort of comforting. At the beginning of the book, with the Great Plague hitting London in 1665, the narrator agonizes about whether to stay in the city or flee. I know the feeling, having passed through that stage myself. I worked out how long it would take me to walk to Heathrow, to walk to Stansted, to Gatwick. And I'm very annoyed, you see, because they shut down City Airport. It only would have taken 3 hours and 27 minutes for me to walk to City, as opposed to almost 7 to Heathrow, or, God forbid, 84 hours on foot to get to Holyhead to catch what, in my imagination, is the last ferry ever to leave the UK for Ireland. On Skype, my nephew shows me a giant button he's built out of Lego. He says it's the button to activate the force field around Grandma's house. I tell him I'm glad he's protecting her. And I ask him to make one to activate the force field around Granddad's house, too. I think about Hildegard von Bingen, the famous composer and anchorite, that mystic walled into her cell in a nunnery in 12th century Germany for decades and decades, having visions of the divine and writing endless melodies. I think about Touching She, the Taiwanese performance artist who, in the late 1970s, locked himself into a cage in his studio in Lower Manhattan for a year. The cage was 11.5 by 9 by 8 foot. No books, no TV, no radio, no people. He just sat there for a year. I take my daily exercise by bike. It's bizarre to say that cycling is the safest option in a city like London, but right now the traffic is so light and the air is so clear. And most importantly, it keeps me away from the joggers. The joggers! Do not even let me get started on the joggers. On the bike, I wave at everybody I see. I stop in the street to talk to elders at upper windows, ask them if they need anything. A vaccine, they say. That's what we need.
That was composer Jennifer Walsh from her desk in North London. And if you'd like to hear more of our lockdown diaries or discover more than 2,000 previous, far more than a quarantine's worth of episodes of Culture File, just follow us on Twitter @CultureFilePod for the how-to. Or if you're Spotify ready, just search for Culture File on Spotify and click follow.